This is a group remote diamond and gemstone therapy session specifically for those who are experiencing right now flu-like symptoms. That might include cough, sore throat, body pain, nausea, diarrhea, profound exhaustion. And that includes those who the symptoms are very persistent. So I'd like to begin by declaring the space of our session to be safe and sacred and clear. And in that space, acknowledge the privacy that you have set for yourself. This is your time. Honor yourself for taking the time to attend the session. I'd also like to acknowledge the presence for those who work with guardian angels, spiritual guides, that you may look to them during the session for your guidance and support. May they also guide my focus so that I may serve you best. We acknowledge the healing resources of heaven and earth. May they support the session as needed for the greater good of all concerned. And may thy will be done, which is my way of saying this is out of my hands. It's between you and the gemstones. The purpose of the gemstones is simply to help ignite your body's own healing energies. May they do that efficiently for you. I know you may not be feeling well, so make sure you're comfortable during the session. You're welcome to sit or lay down if you prefer. That's perfectly fine. Begin with some alignment work. Okay, and then simple clearing with a diamond starting overhead. Behind your nose, throat, neck, and then moving down heart, continuing to move down stomach. Lower abdomen, below the torso, and moving down to near knees, ankles, feet, below the feet. And then deeply below the feet. clearing to nourish. This is a whole body clearing and whole body nourishment. And I'm doing this with the diamonds in a way that allows them to bring a great deal of color into your body and being. We recognize color as the essential nourishment, and we recognize that a deficiency of color can allow virus and bacteria to come in, harmful kind, and that can cause a profound imbalance of color. So by feeding with the color, we're supporting a return to harmony at a very fundamental energetic level. Working on those energies, we work with the law of as above, so below. And it's a lot easier to harmonize the energies. But once they are, then it's so much easier for the body to copy that and bring that harmony forward in the physical tissue as well. Okay, inviting relaxation throughout your body and a greater acceptance of your body's blueprints. The blueprints are the innate knowing inside of you at very deep levels about how to heal. You also have blueprints that tell you where you're going in life, what you should be doing, decisions to make, and what to feel. So you have blueprints for every aspect of your self-expression and beingness. Right now, we're looking for particular blueprints, ones that have to do with your physical health and the health and balance of the body's microbiome, that very important population of microbes that work with the immune system and also that support the body in many, many ways. Working now with the personal vortex. Starting overhead. Coming down. Working with a combination of rhodochrosite, peach moonstone, and marble in a very gentle way. These are very strong gemstones, but we're being very gentle. So during this session, I'd also like you to know that you can increase the volume, if you will, of gemstone energies, or you can turn the volume down if it feels like it's too much or too strong. And the way you do that, just imagine that there's a dial, and if you turn that dial to the right, that will signal that you can receive more and that you want to. And if you turn the dial to the left, that will signal your energy field to block off some of the healing energies so that you don't receive as much. So this is not about imagination. This is engaging muscles in your body as you turn one way or another, and that tells your nervous system and conveys your will to your energy field. If you want to receive more or if you want to receive less. All right, we're taking a pause. Allowing your body to integrate the work we've done so far. Okay, inviting in Master Healer combination. That is lavender quartz, tanzanite, and sugilite. This is going to support alignment. Which is so important when alignment is present, then energy flows have a better pathway, blockages are more easily released, unwanted energies are more easily released, healing energies are more easily held. Balance can return. Okay, we're going to bring in several Colorray gemstones. We'll be starting with green, emerald with white beryl. The green emerald carries that green ray, and the white beryl helps clear any blockages that may be present in that green Colorray. Inviting that green ray to nourish your organs and tissues and cells. And now blue sapphire, white beryl. And now indigo with white beryl. Indigo is the name we give to translucent sodalite, that is a very dark blue color. Amethyst and white beryl for the purple color ray. Bloodstone, red coral, at your immune system windows. Diamond, at immune system windows. Diamond for pericardium windows. That's much better. And acute flows, windows. And then back to immune system, pericardium, and acute flows. Circulatory system, windows. Bringing blueprint information into your circulatory system. Now into your skeletal system. And now the muscular. And the reproductive system windows. Eliminatory system windows. Lymphatic system windows. Vitalizing each system as we go through. Fascia system. Visceral organ system. Storage system. Digestive system. Urinary bladder system. Nervous system. Integumentary system. Okay, noticing we have a little confusion here at the integumentary system. This is the system that feeds your skin, hair, and nails. And yes, the system needs to be rebooted. Okay, I'm going to do that with the lightning formula, which is lilac quartz, clear topaz, and amethyst. So the idea here is we have a procedure for doing a similar thing to what happens when your printer stops working and you have to unplug it, let all the information or whatever, it sort of drains out of the printer. When you plug it back in, suddenly that printer works again. Well, that's kind of what we're doing here with your skin system. Likely in the presence of the virus, it bounced off your skin or landed on your skin, perhaps, and it was very confusing. The skin really didn't know what to do with it. And it's still somewhat confused. We're going to allow the integumentary system to just let go all the information it needs to let go of. This is a technique taught at Gemstone Therapy Level 2. Body Wisdom Mandala. Here we go. We're able to metaphorically plug the printer back in, although it really plugs itself in when it's ready. Maybe you feel the vitality coming back into the integumentary system. Again, that's the skin, the hair, the nails. And a release. Okay, now let's move to the sensory system. Okay, that's good. Now the chakra system. Endocrine system. And go back to the nervous system. Back to the integumentary. And now, last but not least, the respiratory. Body Wisdom Mandala. Clearing to strengthen. Frosted quartz and clear quartz. Nice, getting some nice rhythms. Okay, bring diamonds back. You're going to be working a little more deeply with the respiratory system. So in the meantime, let's work with the other half of the spectrum. We started with green. Now let's feed your body with the yellow color ray, yellow sapphire, white beryl. And the orange color ray, carnelian and white beryl. And then the red color ray, ruby and white beryl. And now we're going to call in the entire spectrum, all seven colors, inviting them to go wherever they need to go for your own greater good. Okay, focusing on the respiratory system, that includes the lungs and the bronchi, trachea, the sinuses, back of the throat, and the nose. Unwinding tension. Okay, lifting a vibration of the inside of the respiratory system. White beryl turquoise. Containment field. And now beginning an extraction. A little bit of blue topaz, Australian opal. And moving gradually, slowly out the body, through the mouth or nose. And inviting it to move into the earth, where the energies can dissipate and become harmless. Immune system windows, diamond, calling forth the blueprints, inviting your blueprints and all your intelligence centers to take a look. At the extraction that just occurred, the state of the body as it is now, and the viral imprint you're looking for, blueprints to come forward that match in a mirror image type of way, that are the opposite of the viral signature. In terms of color rays, it's a spectrum that will match in a mirror image type way, and this viral signature, so that it fits like a puzzle piece. And once connected, information is allowed to travel through the system of intelligence centers right up to the blueprints themselves. This new information coming into your body that perhaps it has never seen before. Inviting the intelligence centers to devise strategy for finding harmony with this viral footprint. Which has been so disruptive on your body and being. Teaching your immune system cells, the lymphocytes, T cells, so forth, about this footprint, but in a very non-threatening way. It's as though they're just sitting in class, watching a presentation. There's no emotion. There's no reaction. There's just learning for the pure sake of learning. Learning and observation. And a release, taking a pause, taking a glimpse into an infected area, inviting emerald, blue sapphire, to flood and fill and surround this area. The colony where, let's say the key colony in your body where the viruses have begun taking a foothold. We're going to move into the healthy cells, into the nucleus of the cell, into the endless ribbons of DNA material. Asking that DNA to take a look at what's going on and to call forth deep within itself genes that may be inactive. To answer the call of this particular virus and become active. To come forward. To feel welcome to receive the light of these gemstones. Themselves. These genes, this genetic code, to recognize in one big aha moment what's happening and knowing exactly what to do about it. Riverstone, blue tourmaline comes in. The aha moment, it's as though the whiteboard has been cleared and your body is starting fresh with a new look at what is causing the symptoms. A new look, this time armed with information about what might be needed to resolve the virus within your body. Feel the furniture supporting your body and sink into it a little more deeply, just receiving that diamond energy that helps you to feel more relaxed. It's going to take some work for this genetic material to do the job. And so we're going to bring you some more color, flooding your colors, flooding your chakras with color, flooding the inside of your body with color. Cleansing. clearing the flows, the inflows and outflows in your body. Very nice. Clearing the channels for the heaven energy and then the earth energy. Feeding your intuitive layer of your aura with indigo and charite. Feeding the mental aspect of your being, the mental layer of your aura. Blue chalcedony, blue sapphire, blue topaz. Feeding the causal layer of your aura, golden beryl, spessartite, light green aventurine. Nourishing the emotional layer of your aura, your emotional body, with morganite, rhodonite, and white beryl. Nourish, nourish. Morganite is like vitamins for the emotional body. Those three gems form a formula called heart song. And taking a pause, inviting some integration of the work we've done so far. Inviting in aquamarine with mother of pearl. Tanzanite, white beryl, blue sapphire. Tanzanite, pink chalcedony, blue tourmaline. Blue sapphire. Working with the central channel, that aspect of you that funnels heaven energy down from above and earth energy up from below. Nice. Feeling it become stronger. Return to a healthier shape. Working with that connection between your body and the earth, channels of natural elimination that connect your body with the earth so that it's easier to release unwanted energies. And then finally, going back in, working to dismantle the colors of the viral life energy themselves. And a clearing. Clearing to nourish. Clearing to strengthen. And clearing to increase flexibility. Going back into the lung and bronchi, collecting dead, damaged tissue. And helping the body to release it. So I'd like you to take a few deep breaths, and if you cough, that's absolutely fine. Slow, deep breath. Coughing is actually a good thing. I'm sorry if it hurts. I know if you cough too much, it can hurt. Right, I was just working with your left lung, now I'm working with the right lung. And between your coughing and scrubbing, if you will, some of this can be dissipated again, as above, so below. Okay, soothing, smoothing, heal, seal, calm, soothe, and restore. Pink chalcedony, pink spinel, filling your lungs. Yellow sapphire, aquamarine, mother of pearl. Chrysoprase, moonstone, blue lace agate, lavender, the EMR protection mandala. Mother of Pearl, Blue Chalcedony. Filling the lungs, soothing the lungs with the essence of Mother of Pearl and Blue Chalcedony. Holding. And now moving into an integration. Inviting all the work that we've done today to be comfortably received, accepted, remembered, and allowed to manifest throughout your body and being. Starting with the third dimension, including north and south, east and west, above and below. From the soul star within you, to the earth star beneath your feet, to the heaven star above. May all three dimensions be fully integrated. Integration now moves into the fourth dimension, including time and space and causation, past, present and future, here and now, and into the forever. May your entire being be fully integrated. The integration now moves into the fifth dimension, including all of mind, and then beyond the mind to include all intuition and all spirituality. May your entire being be fully integrated. I'd like to give gratitude to the diamonds and the gemstones for their service today. Gratitude to the earth, who provided us with these tools, and also for the home that she gives us. Gratitude to the heaven energies for feeding us all. Give gratitude to all the aspects of yourself that contributed, that let go of something, that received something good and helpful, and that were willing to grow and expand and be healthier. And thank you for joining me this evening for the session. And I hope you all feel better soon. Have a good night.